Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money, Hour 2 Live, and on a special Saturday. Yeah, we have the whole crew here, and see, I am a valued person to Jacksonville and help with their peace of mind and content. And content, yes.
Especially when you can halfway see.
When I can what?
Halfway see. From one eye.
Yeah, but it's a deadly eye.
He's not wearing an eye patch, in case you guys are wondering.
what they're talking about, Billy, is my corrected vision with cataracts. I got the left eye, and then this Thursday I get the right eye this coming.
So. We have a poll in the office to see if it's going to improve his driving or not.
Oh, well, let's hope so, because he has a very nice car that goes very fast.
Yeah, he cut Vanessa off the other day.
We welcome Billy. She jumped right on our bandwagon.
He cut off one of his employees?
He did.
Hank.
Hey, she tried cutting me off.
It was the bad eye. It was the bad eye. That's what it was.
Anyway, folks, welcome back to Smart Money. It is 11:09. Did you know?
Did you know a rising market may be a trend that will continue, or it could be a trend that has run its course and it may be about to reverse? No one can accurately time the market. It is more important to remember that it is the amount of time in the market rather than your ability to time the market. So as long as you have greater than 5 years, it's probably worth being in.
Yep. Well, you lose money coming in and out of the market, not staying in the market.
I agree with you. I think people who try to time the market don't do it. I mean, they might win sometimes. They're going to lose sometimes. And I think overall, they end up losing.
Losing. Okay. This is a voice that has been absent for quite a while. But if you'll go back, 10 years, Billy?
10 years, Hank.
10 years. Billy Tucker was the brainchild, along with some others, in the Tea Party, and dedicated her life at that point in time to this country and trying to help us from falling into a terrible pit, which happened anyway, but not for lack of effort. But now, Billy, you've moved on to new frontiers, and you've got the eye on things.
I do. Yeah. You know, Hank, during all those 10 years of working with you up in D.C., you know, I had numerous people tell me up on the D.C. level that, you know, Billy, pay attention to what's happening at the local level, because if you can train them right before you get them up here, then you've done a great service. But I never wanted to, Hank. It was just disgusted me to think about paying attention locally. We did it a few times.
Yeah.
However, I'll tell you, something erupted for me in local politics. And it happened when I saw our mayor, Lenny Curry, say on TV, and it was in an article where this is it. This is what got me. He said, we have an internal plan to take back the landing. Now, Hank, you know that the landing was home to many of our Tea Party events, and we were welcomed there with open arms. The landing is an iconic building in Jacksonville. If you look up Jacksonville and you Google images, I will guarantee you that the orange rooftop of the landing is going to be there. It's iconic. And it's had its problems because we have problem people, problem politicians that have been unwilling to work with the developers from the beginning days when Rouse actually came to Jacksonville and built it. Rouse left this city because they could not deal with the politics of this city. And, you know, the Slayman family said, well, we'll take care of it. We'll buy it and we'll fix it and we'll make it work. And they have been doing nothing but fighting politicians in this town since day one. And it's a shame because, you know, the landing has been the place for free events. We put our city Christmas tree there. We do the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Fireworks.
We do our fireworks. Local nonprofits use it for free. This has been an incredible place. And then when I heard the mayor say, I have an internal plan to take back the landing, my heart was like, what? Take it back? What? I can see buying it. I can see negotiating, but take it back? That sounds like eminent domain. And I said, that stinks. So you know what I did?
I can guarantee you went out and researched.
Well, I did, and I did a records request. I thought, well, you know what? Everything in our government is supposed to be transparent, right?
Right.
All right. In fact, our founding fathers said it should be because the government, we run the government.
Except
they don't.
With the Obama administration.
Well, yeah, well, that's a you know, water under our bridge. But anyway, I did a records request to see what that internal plan was. And guess what happened?
Nothing.
That's right. They totally ignored my records request. And from that point on, I said, there's something stinky downtown. And I wanted to find out why they did not honor that, because I feel like they should be transparent. So I started looking around, and it wasn't just that. I started then, right then, they were having the JEA, the talk about selling the JEA. And remember, Hank, I was a consultant to the JEA, and I helped set up board governance policies for the board. And I thought, well, what's going on with this whole sale of JEA? You know, you never sell the cow, right?
Yep, the milk,
is that right? You never sell the cow. And that is a cow for us, right?
That
for
was a whole herd of heifers.
That's an asset. So why would we sell the asset? So I started looking into that. And then I saw, well, we're going to hand out $90 million to one of Mayor Curry's biggest donors. And I started seeing that. I thought, what in the world is going on? So while we were asleep up there, not asleep, while we were busy in D.C., we weren't paying attention locally, and that's where our tax dollars go the most. That's where we're affected the most. So I set up a online platform. It's my personal opinion website, and it's called iOnJacksonville.com, and I hope people are listening and will go sign up and will participate
what
with us on it.
What does it cost to get on there?
It's free. It's free. And here's what we do. We hand out stinks. We do a stink eye. You know, we're talking about eyes here with your one eye, Hank. So it's an eye day. It's an eye day, okay?
But it is. That's my shooting eye, too.
I know. An eye on Jacksonville has no cataracts. How about that? It's a fresh set of eyes. And here's what we do. We actually send stinks out when we see something stinky, and we'll send it. I sent stinks to JEA when they were, you know, considering selling. I've sent winks also. The mayor recently said, hey, we want to, you know, put flags up for the military downtown. I said, good job, Mayor Curry. We gave him a wink. We're trying to be fair. So we have three things. We have stinks, we have winks, and we have think eyes. So we actually post some things to make people think and to get them to respond. And it's been quite incredible. Let me tell you this, and I'll tell you a few headlines in a minute, but here's the incredible part. We've been sending all of our posts to the city council, to the mayor, to all of the leaders in this community. And if people are, even the sheriff got a few. So what's happened now, I'm getting little text messages or an email saying, thank you for giving me a wink. You know, it's sort of fun.
So has anybody come back with comments after you gave them the stink?
I did. I had one councilman. He voted along with everybody else to give $90 million to a private developer. And we gave him a stink for that. And he wrote me back this long email. And he said, I'm a watchdog of the people. And I didn't appreciate getting a stink. And here's why I did what I did. And then I wrote back. We had a great dialogue. And I said, well, we're going to agree to disagree on this one. And here's why. You know, here's why we didn't think it was the right thing to do. And he came back and he said, well, thank you for responding back to me. I appreciate it. And, you know, and so we did a handshake that we would agree to disagree. We're not out here to be stinky about everything. But we certainly think we need a conversation, a community conversation about how our tax dollars are being spent. And really, to me, the biggest one is we want to promote integrity and transparency with our government, and we want to expose corruption and cronyism. And I'd rather give out wings, truthfully. I love it. You know, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar.
Sure. Are you partisan?
Am I partisan? Absolutely not. No, actually, you know what happened? When I went to set this up, I reached out to the head of the Democratic Party, and I said, I'm going to set up this thing called Ion Jacksonville. I'd love to meet with you. And she and I met in a coffee shop. And we both walked in and we stared at each other like, oh, you know, how's this going to go? And guys, we found such common ground. It was so much fun. It was great.
Well,
we
the old blue collar Democrat really is your Republican today.
Well, I'm not happy with the Republicans right now.
I was going to say, no, you're conservative today.
Right. You know, and to answer that question, Brian, yeah, we sat there and we had coffee. We both agreed that there were things that needed to be addressed in our community. It doesn't really have anything to do with D's and R's. It has to do with us and how our money is being spent. So, I mean, right now we have a Republican mayor, and I'm not happy with some of his decisions. Yeah. So, you know, it's not a Democrat mayor, it's a Republican. And actually, Mayor Curry was on the stage with us at the landing. And he used that stage, you know, to help us get the message out. And here we are today. He's trying to take back the landing. So that's, you know, it's not just the landing. It's so many other things, you know, that are going on. And I'll just give you a couple of ideas on some headlines that we've had. And if you want to jump in on any of them, feel free to do so. But this week, this was actually yesterday, we posted this, that there's a group called Downtown Vision, and they're doing a great job. They really are. And I didn't know this, but do you know that one of the things that they do is they go and clean up human waste? Do you know that there
that's
have
disgusting.
Been four? I know. That's something that they do. I mean, they have a big vision, but they also have people that go out and clean up human waste downtown. And guys, I did not know this, but human waste is growing in Jacksonville. They've had 1,400 calls to clean up human waste in downtown. Now, let me ask you something.
How are we going to?
It is. And how are we going to build downtown if we don't address these kind of issues? You know, we have a big homeless issue, and I'm not against homeless people. I feel bad for them. But if you want to clean up a community, you've got to address how to deal with homelessness, you know. And so hopefully, I think Downtown Vision knows that, and they're working on it. We gave them a wink, you know, because they did a stinky job.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And then, you know, when I started this, I went out and I met with a gentleman. His name is Lloyd Brown. He's our senior editor, and Lloyd was the former editor of the Times Union, and he's writing for us as well. So we've got a real journalist. It isn't just me and what I think. We have actual researchers that are doing some stuff. You know, Debbie Gonzalez is helping us with some research
Debbie
stuff.
Debbie is brutal.
She is brutal because it's facts or
Carrie's
facts, man.
Carrie's a 9mm, too.
I know she does. And then I got Lloyd writing, and Lloyd does a great job. He's much better at this than I am, and I'm so thankful he agreed to be a part of I, but he wrote an article the other day called Finding Waldo is a Loser with the City of Jacksonville because they're playing games with transparency. Anyway, you know, he's trying to get some information as well from the schools, from the sheriff's office, from downtown. And he said he's in all of his years, he's retired, guys. He was with Times Union 30 or 40 years. He said he has never seen such a lack of transparency as he's seen lately. And he doesn't understand why. You know, simple requests, we're not getting them. So it's an I read this article one time, and I brought it today because I thought it was so important. Patrick Henry once said, "The liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." And if we are not being transparent to the people that are paying taxes, then we have a problem. Number one, we're not ruled. We're not being ruled by anybody. But it says here, not giving ordinary people access to government meetings or documents is taking away what rightfully belongs to them. It is stealing their liberty.
Not to speak of their money, their futures. You know, when you talk about that too, Billy, think about this, folks. The various things that she's been talking about, that influences the value of Jacksonville to businesses, how they would see us as a city to move their businesses there. It influences the communities that we live in, the value of your properties in that community, the jobs that you hold, your ability to get future pay raises. How about your retirement accounts? That's dependent upon how much money you get paid and what you're able to put away. So these topics, these are not just topics. These are real things that are hitting Jacksonville. We had a big problem, or potentially one, where one of the mayor's boys was trying to get hold of a large parcel of land that was in a protected area.
And this is in St. Johns County, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And turned that into a subdivision.
Yeah.
Well, God help us had that happened. And fortunately, the people got together, though. We had mentioned it briefly here on the show a couple of times. And that's no longer on the board.
Yeah. And well, people need to become involved. You got to pay attention. And again, I didn't. It's not like I'm sitting here telling people, hey, you need to do this. Because I didn't. I paid attention at the national level. And we realized that we can only do so much up there.
What about our schools?
Oh, our schools are a mess. You know, today the headline in the Florida Times Union is something like 30-something schools are in the lowest of the totem pole in Duval County. Now, we have a new superintendent, hopefully. We gave her a wink when she came here, and there's an article on our website about that. But I will tell you that her background is, her answer to everything is raising taxes.
That makes her a Democrat.
I don't know what she is. I just know
no conservative that's going to tell you that.
Well, she thinks raising taxes, that was her answer to everything. So
yeah, but all Republicans aren't on the same page there either.
No, Michelle, I agree with you. But that influences the subject matter that's being brought into the schools.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in our schools, Hank. You know, there's another thing we wrote about. You know, they've paid this summer some people to become armed guards, and they're paying them like $12 an hour, something like that. And these are, and they don't really have a plan in place to protect our children, and they're trying. But, you know, that's a big issue. We talked about it the other day. I was in your office and saw Michelle, and we talked about how we can protect our babies, and the schools are just, you know, they're there to educate, but we also need to make sure that they're protected. So we have so many issues, and people need to pay attention to them all, because this is the community that we live and breathe in. You know, I want for Jacksonville, and if you go on my website, you'll see, I want it the place that people want to move to. They say they have the best schools, you know, their tax base is so incredible. They have so much fun. There's so many things to do there. That's what I want for my community. I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, pick it apart. But if you don't pick it apart, it's like I had two children. And one of the things about raising children, you know this, is if you don't pay attention to what they're doing in the room quietly, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble. Quiet, you got that right.
So I think
kinda
sometimes,
like,
yeah, letting our politicians be quiet in a room together is not good. So we need to pay attention.
Okay. BT, we ran over. We've got Sally coming up, but we're going to have to take a short time out, Sally. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:25. Did you know?
Did you know? We talked about investing into a rising market. So does the advice change for investing in a falling market? Stay tuned in to find out. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Okay, folks, Hank Madden, welcome back to Smart Money. Listen, Motor Mouth me spoke too long, and Billy is so enthusiastic.
Sorry,
but
Hank.
we ran over. Did you know?
Did you know, objectively, when the market is falling, it's the best time to invest as long as you have faith in the long term. However, watching your new bargain investment continue to fall in value is not only possible, but it certainly gives you reason to doubt yourself. As long as you're investing for the long term, consider the simple idea, the time to buy is when you have the time and money to do so. The time to sell is when you need the money. It won't guarantee that you have the best prices on either end, but it will relieve a lot of the second guessing.
Okay, folks, we're getting ready to bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're back to Billy T, Eye on Jacksonville, Sally, George, and the rest of you guys and gals. So just hang tight. It is 11:30. This is News 104.5 WOKV, Smart Money Time. And did you know?
Did you know the financial media constantly bombards readers, viewers, and listeners with news, information, and commentary? So what is an investor to do? Stay tuned in to find out what you should consider. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:36. We have a super special guest with us today that I'm going to bring on in just a minute. But before that, did you know?
Did you know in any given week you can find plenty of commentary that might paint a bright financial future and make you feel confident? And in the very same week, you can find commentators painting a dark picture and urging great caution. My best advice, don't get so upset that you abandon your carefully laid plans in order to protect yourself. Equally as important, don't get too optimistic by the financial news that you hear so much so that you forget about risks.
Outstanding. Okay, folks, welcome back. We have Billy T with Eye on Jacksonville. And Billy, we have callers lined up here that we got to get to. Sally, God bless her. She's long distance. Sally.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Lake City, huh?
I'm from Lake City.
All right.
And, you know, how much money that we pour into schools is of very little consequences. I don't mean to diss teachers, but I think the most important component in a child's education is the parent. If a child goes home to disarray, no matter how good the school is and how good the teacher is, it's going to be much harder to reach that child. And let me give you a prime example, Dr. Ben Carson. His mother only finished, I think it was fifth grade, single mother. Lived in Detroit,
third grade, poverty.
Mm-hmm. And she made sure he did his homework. She was an excellent mom. He did not go home to disarray, and was raised in a extremely poor school, if you will, according to the averages. And look where he is now. It's the parent,
right?
And it was a strong Christian environment in that home as well.
But morality
of the home and the family is absolutely the foundation upon which those kids will go forward. Our community is built.
That's, you know, it's really a cultural issue. Our country has taken on that big government needs to take care of everybody, and instead of encouraging the parents to do that, you know. We've had a cultural change over the years, and that's really the problem, Sally. You know, we just...
And I fought when I was in Palm Beach County, the school system, quite a bit. The curriculum, even way back then, is extremely, extremely left-wing. The curriculum on the social stuff.
Is what? Left-leaning? Yeah, of course.
Very,
yeah.
Very. Well, I mean,
Well, we noticed that during the Tea Party days. You know, we were really fighting Common Core. We didn't feel like that we needed the Department of Education to be running our school here in Jacksonville, Florida. So if we can get back to the community running the schools and not big government, I think we'll be much better off. You know, but, you know, right now we just rely so much on government money and government funding. And when they're in, and they're in your schools and in your local government, they're going to tell you what to do.
And they seem to think the more money pumped into the school, the better the school. That's not the case at all.
That's right.
Well, that's the difference. That's the difference between a businessman and the politician. A businessman starts a project 6 months into it. It's not working. They'll scrap it. A politician starts a project 6 months into it. It's not working. What do they do?
Throw more money at it.
Right.
That's so, right, Hank.
We
wish we could fix that, Sally, but I do think it's going to be a cultural change, and I think it's coming. I really do. I think it's coming. I think, truthfully, the children that we've raised are mad at us because they, you know, all people want to be free. All people want to have the opportunity to grow and develop and to become who they are as a person. And with big government telling you can't do this and you can't do that, they want their freedom too. So I think we need to hang on. I think the teenagers nowadays are going to be the ones that save our country.
It's got to be because the
snowflakes, but the teenagers.
Go ahead, Hank.
Are those teenagers millennials, or are they in the next group?
I think they're more millennials, you know.
Billy's and, talking, you know, millennials are saving us, Hank.
I think they will, because eventually it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, right?
Hank is always picking on the millennials.
I know. I'll pick on the snowflakes, but not the millennials.
I pick on them for the values that a large percentage have.
There's also a large that have good values.
That's right. I raised two kids, and they are, you know, they're in that millennial generation. They're awesome. They're doing great. And there's so many of you guys out there. You know, it's the bad ones that always seem to get the rap. And we make policy changes based on the bad ones.
Right.
Right?
We do.
Hey, Sally, listen.
We tend to reward bad behavior.
Right. Exactly. We give them, instead of giving winks, we give stinks. So what we need to do is give winks, you know? Every time somebody does something good, let's give them a wink. IonJacksonville.com. That's right.
Sally, listen, dear, thank you so much for your call and your feedback. And by the way, you will catch Billy the last Saturday of each month here on Jacksonville with the update on Ion Jacksonville. But I do appreciate your calling.
Thank you, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why don't we take a short time out, and then we'll get right back to our callers. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:42. Yeah, lines are open, 340-1045. So call and call now. Did you know
many people struggle with deciding if they should try to beat the market or just settle for average market returns? You'll have to stay tuned in to learn what you should consider. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:46. Did you know
average is a tough sell in our society? Exceptional brains and tools combined with lots of hard work are often regarded as the surest path to success. When it comes to investing, that bit of conventional wisdom could be wrong. Consider that as a well-documented reality that far too many investors shoot themselves in the foot trying to beat the market. Largely because of their own behavior, the majority of investors end up with returns that fail to even match the market, let alone beat it. Beating the market is probably the wrong objective. You would be better off trying to target the highest return that you can reasonably expect within your risk tolerance range. And if you're uncertain about that, a certified financial planner can help out.
Well, you know, Michelle, that
I wonder where we can find one.
That's a topic all in its own. When you talk about beating the market, folks, your minimum risk to beat the S&P is plus or minus 40%. If you want to beat it, by a significant number, then you have got to accept volatility at plus or minus 50 to 60%. So think about that. Joe, we're going to take you out of sequence because of the nature of your question, and then we're going to get right on down the line. Switzerland, that's about where we are, very close.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I want to get your opinion. I've got some children that are starting to work and do IRAs, et cetera. And a friend of mine said he had done very well in the last 30 years with Putnam Securities, convertible securities. And I'm not really I'm familiar with them, but is that a good long-term thing for them to be in? And I'm getting close to retirement. Is that something that you need long-term and you don't necessarily want to consider for retirement?
It's an asset class, so it's part of a portfolio. It's not necessarily what you'd put all of your money in.
It's not the portfolio.
It's like saying, do you want flour for dessert or do you want flour and eggs and vanilla and baking powder and combine them all and make a beautiful cake for dessert? You want to have it together with other asset classes to build something.
Well, yeah, generally, you always speak about diversification, you know, securities, bonds, et cetera. Does that give you that type of diversification? Because they go in and out, I think, of preferreds and bonds, et cetera.
Well, what a convertible security is, it's a bond-like security that can convert into a stock at some point in time. And so they do have characteristics of both. But I wouldn't in itself say putting all your money in a convertible fund is diversified. It's not.
I would prefer a good balance fund as to a convertible.
Correct.
Gotcha. So for the kids, as they start their Roth, would you look into one of those funds where they're going to retire in 30, 40 years?
A target date would be fine, or a risk-based fund. So one that I like is called T. Rowe Price Personal Strategy Growth. It's a symbol TRSGX. Something like that that's a balanced type of fund that carries all sorts of different asset classes and, you know, is easy and cheap.
Well, I need to call and get an appointment with you guys. But for the kids, something like that. Can you repeat what that was again?
The symbol's TRSGX.
P or T?
T is Ed Thomas, RSGX.
Got it?
GX?
Yes, sir. Give us a call at the office if you have other questions.
I will.
Thank you. Great call, Joe. Okay, Billy, let's drop down. George, we have about 5 minutes. Your questions are always insightful.
Well, thank you. Billy, I was really pushing to find out how much debt the city actually owes. another guy on radio mentioned that even JA may have $3 billion in debt for septic tanks, and we last number heard from the city was $5 billion. And I want to know how much debt we have. That's number one. Number two, I owned a medical testing system, which 30,000 other people own, and we found that most of the homeless are schizophrenic, and their treatments for them to actually cure them, and also the same equipment can help with learning disorders and ADD in school. And sometime I'd like to sit down with you and show it to you, and I promised the head of the Republican Party also I would do it with them. But getting back to the debt, what in the world are we doing here?
In that transparency thing that we were talking about earlier, that's a good question. And I think what we'll do is we'll ask the city for that, and we'll see if they respond, you know, in transparency. But I will tell you this, George, if you go to our website, ionjacksonville.com, then that's IEYE on, you know, and spelled out. There is an article that Lloyd Brown wrote, and he's a really great journalist, and he knows how to look at all this stuff. But the article is titled Trickery in the City Budget, Spending Saved Money by Accounting Skullduggery. That's a lot of words, but it is a great article about how we, now you guys are the ones, how you book, isn't that right? How we book our money onto our statements, financial statements, correct? Onto our, so right now, if you want, George, pay close attention to the new budget that the mayor just rolled out. That's over $1 billion that they want to spend, and you know there's some good stuff in there. But that's a good question about our debt, because I'm wondering, are we paying that down?
Yeah,
or are we just spending money?
That's what I want to happen. And when they said, well, we'll sell Jay, I said, oh, no. Uh-huh. No, not to Florida Power and Light, anyone like that. If you did a mutual company where the people of Jacksonville purchased it to reduce their rates a little bit, I would go with that. If State Farm is a mutual company. It's owned by the people who are involved in it.
Right.
And there's some grocery stores out there the same way, so that we could pay down the national debt. But if we do things like just cut the budget 1% a year, like your House member said over in Tampa, Clearwater, there are ways to do this. But I keep hearing about all these silly projects. Great, I'll do them later, but pay the debt down first.
Well, let me say, George, I was in Tampa, speaking of that, last week, and I was so impressed with some things that Tampa's been doing. And there is a gentleman there that owns the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you know what he's doing? He's actually helping the city by spending his own money to develop areas of downtown Tampa. He's actually spending his own money, because he said he feels that taxpayer money needs to be used for the taxpayers' issues.
Now,
and if we want to develop...
We have somebody here that will do that right now.
Well, you know, the Slaymans have been doing that. They've got developments all over town. And actually, you know, we'll go back to the Landing where we started with just at the beginning of the hour. But, you know, the Landing had plans to redevelop it. But the politicians in this town won't sit down with the Slayman family to talk about redeveloping it. Why won't they? Because here's what happens in Jacksonville, Florida. We have a lot of cronyism going on. And if you're not a friend of, you know, the people that run the city, then you don't get what you want. You have to be friend to them. So that is not the way we should do business in our government.
Maybe we should pay them a bonus, city council and the mayor, if they... Every year they pay off the debt or something.
Well, that would be wonderful. So my question to the citizens of Jacksonville is, do you care about the debt? See, George, I don't know if people really care.
I don't think they understand the impact.
People want all these things done, and you say, well, how can we do that? Well, if we pay off the debt, then we'll have money available to do things.
But here, George, guess what? They're still spending money. That's they're still spending. So they're getting things done. So people like, well, we're getting things done. I think at some point it's all going to crash in. We're going to, you know, I can only use my credit card so much. I only have a certain amount on it, right? But the city leaders think that they have an unlimited debit card,
well,
and that's us.
I visited 90 households in this last election, talked to a lot of millennials, and they are really lividly mad.
I told you. Yeah, see, they do know.
Reach out,
Brian, you want to say something?
There's the millennials. And I got to tell you, I have a young teenager that is actually writing articles on Ion Jacksonville. She's she's going to be a senior at Bishop Kenny. I'm sorry, a junior at Bishop Kenny. And she's writing about some things that they're upset about. So don't give up, George. The future is coming. And give me a call or go to my website and just send me a message, and
right,
I will get in touch with you.
Things in the house right now, but as soon as that calms down, I'll get a hold of you about the issue.
Okay, do that. And we will ask the question, how much does the city owe?
So Billy, let me kind of piggyback off of that. Do you have a spot on your website that people can go to and ask questions for you guys to go out and investigate?
Absolutely. There is one tab up there that says contact your city leaders. You can contact each council person. You can send an email to the mayor. And, you know, and we would love to know. We're actually starting a new program. It's not up and running yet, but it's going to be a place where everybody that wants to be an eye out there in their community, like Northside, Southside, they can be a member of Ion Jacksonville, and they can report in things that they're seeing and give us some news and be a part of it. We want to make this fun, you know, but we also want them to feel like they're being watched.
They need
to be watched. Yes. So that program is coming, but you got to give me time because I have to make a living. I have other work to do. I don't make any money on this. This is my community involvement for free.
Yeah. Billy does this out of her own pocket, folks, and nobody's paying her to do it. Some businessmen have helped, but hey, listen, I can't believe it. George, got to say goodbye, buddy. Billy, thanks a million.
Thank you for letting me be here, guys.
We're looking forward to you coming back next month. the last Saturday of each month. Folks, we got to go. Nobody said they cared about you today. No, Michelle, Brian, Billy Tucker, the beautiful Mystic Minx, and I do. So does Scotty. Always remember, the greatest investment you ever make is that special time that you spend with your friends, your family. It's not an asset that will be found on any balance sheet, but one of the most valuable. Our American fighting men and women, their families, our first responders, JSO, our highway patrol, our firemen, our EMTs. God bless you, your families. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make so we can live in a free country and in a safe city. And folks, remember this, that Jesus Christ gave us this day. It's a very special day for you. You've lived all of your life for this day. Now, the gift that he gave you, you can give back to him in simple prayer. Get on your knees and pray and teach your children how to do that. You know as well as I do, there's not going to be any game they pick up or movie they go to or teacher in our school systems that will teach them that. So it's up to you to have a moral foundation for your children. They're worth it, and so is our future. God bless you. Take care. We'll be with you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.